Now, here's a nice act of kindness story. I spotted this yesterday, and at this time, we all need one. A community is rallying behind the workers of a Brisbane COVID-19 testing clinic after staff were smashed by the rush of tests in the past few days. So it's at Salisbury. Staff, like, seriously, these people are overworked. They're being confronted by people who've lined up in their cars for 2 or 3 hours. They've been abused, and like, they're not eating, they're not drinking properly. The stress on them is absolutely enormous. I've read you the stats, 50,000 tests in 5 days. Well, local Jackie Rose did this. She went onto the community Facebook page and put up a post. And she said, "Hey, everyone, by the time I got there, these poor people, the girl who helped me, she was shaking, they hadn't eaten, they hadn't been drinking. She was worried about their welfare." So Jackie said, you know, "Everyone try and be kind and help these people if you can. They're not even eating lunch." So she organised for the local baker to drop off gluten-free Anzac biscuits, gluten-free, which is a good point. And it struck a chord with the community group. People offering to chip in, bought them lunch, homemade cookies turned up, coffees. People bought them pizza for lunch. All sorts of things happened as a result of this post. And Jackie is on the line. How are you, Jackie?
I'm very well, thank you.
And so when you finally arrived to be tested, what did you see in the eyes and the faces of the poor people who were there doing the testing?
Well, this is our little local clinic that's always been there, but they were absolutely smashed. I got there first thing in the morning on Friday, and they'd had such a bad time the day before that not only were they looking a bit worried and hassled, but the lady that was looking after me was visibly shaking, like her hands were shaking. And that's when I checked in and said, "How is this for you? How are you finding it?" And she just talked about how, you know, they were so busy, but they were copping abuse left, right and centre. Yes, it's going to take time for people to get tested, and yes, people are worried and concerned about what's going on, but there's absolutely no excuse for anybody to be harassed for doing their job and doing it, you know, looking after us, and they're getting harassed for it. And if that's happening in my little local area, then chances are it's happening more widely as well, and that's not acceptable to me.
So for people who haven't been to a COVID testing clinic or anything like that, explain to us what it's like, because I haven't been to one. I've been through borders. I can explain what those things are like. I don't know what it's like. Did you line up in a car, or obviously you went early in the morning, but what's it like?
Okay, so my experience was a little bit more unique because I wasn't in my car. I basically turned up at the clinic because that's where my referral had been sent.
Okay.
And I got there just as they'd open at 6:30 in the morning, so there weren't any queues. Because who likes to get up that early anyway?
Well, we do. We do at 4BC breakfast. You can send some of those Anzac bickies in here one day if you want. I'm only kidding, Jackie. Yeah, so at the clinic, and so people just line up, and then by the time they get served, you know, they're hot and they're flustered and they're abusing people.
Well, what has to happen is for one person to get looked after in there, the lady has to take them through to a room, do the paperwork, which takes the longest amount of time.
Yeah.
Then do the test, which for anyone who hasn't had it is a quick swab up the nose that is not painful. It's just annoying. And a swab down the back of the throat. Now, no pain involved at all. But once she's finished doing that and I've left the room, she then has to clean the entire room.
Yeah.
And that takes time. And that takes time for her to be safe and for her to make it safe for the next person.
Yeah.
So it just takes time. And people have to understand that. These things just take time, and you just need to be patient with it.
Yeah, for sure. And were you happy that people rallied to the cause and sent them things?
Magnificent. The response that I got on the Facebook page was really unexpected. And because I had to go home and isolate after the test, I couldn't actually physically go and do anything, which is why I sent
the Anzac bickies.
Exactly. Hey, community, what else, you know, what can we do for these people? How can we look after them? Because they're looking after us.
Yeah.
And it just took off from there. I live in a fantastic community where if you put out a call for help, it gets answered. And I think that's what we need to focus on more at this time than anything else.
Yeah. We're all in it together, Jackie. We're all in it together.
We are. And we can do it in a way, like we can get through this in a way that is supportive of ourselves and each other. or we can do it based on fear and anger and frustration. I'd much prefer to have, you know, the kindness and the support around me through this.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody can look for an opportunity to be of support and help to each other at this point.
For sure. Okay, you heard Jackie Rose there. She organised this in Salisbury just through a Facebook post. And you know, listeners, you know where there are COVID testing clinics all over Brisbane. Take them a pizza. Take them a coffee. Drop them a big bottle of water. Take them some Anzac Bickies. Send them like Jackie did. That was a great act of kindness, Jackie, and the rest of Brisbane should follow your lead.
Thank you for that.